Today we are joined by Bug Nichols, who worked on both Marquita's primary campaign and Dee Collins' District 1 campaign for City Council.
What is your reaction to the results of the elections?
Particularly for Dee's campaign that we were working on, we were pretty surprised at the margins and the turnout. Like, we weren't expecting them to be so low or for the margin to be so big. And having looked at the numbers for the last off-year election, actually, yeah, the margin was even bigger and less people turned out. And that was really devastating after having knocked on so many doors and talked to so many people to sort of see how it all played out and just where we're at, but also just like so much gratitude and love and joy about what we were doing and what we were building, and so many people getting pulled into this work that hadn't done it before, including myself, all of us like building stuff together, learning how to do stuff and feeling really, really like good about what we're doing and the people that we're bringing in and all the conversations on the doors that we had. And, you know, it can be easy the morning after the election. I was like, oh, all right, well, I guess, you know, that's it. And then immediately was like, oh, everything that we talked about on the doors that Dee and I would go around talking about wanting to do, like, we still get to keep doing that. We still get to keep working together.
You operated as a field manager for Dee Collins' campaign in the general election for District 1 Troy City Council. How did you become a field manager for Dee Collins' campaign?
Some terms like field manager, you know, a lot of it was just like people sharing work informally and everybody doing what they could and shifting as people had capacity for different things. But I got involved in Dee's campaign because I had been so involved in Marquita's campaign. And after the primary, a bunch of people came in to support Marquita, and we were looking and saying, does Dee, like, what kind of support does Dee have to run her campaign? And so moved over to support over there and bring some of the stuff I had learned over to District 1.
So you were in charge of canvassing. What exactly is canvassing, and what do you do when you go knock on doors?
So canvassing is just, yeah, talking to people, basically doing something that we don't do very much anymore, which is just go and knock on doors and talk to our neighbors. You know, a lot of that is making connections with people. In Dee's campaign, we were specifically focusing to some extent on making connections with voters that have been disenfranchised and that don't have politicians coming to knock on their doors. A lot of like people will tell you when you're doing your strategizing to like focus on prime voters, that is sort of how people keep getting left out over and over and over again of elections, in my opinion. And we were really trying to talk to everybody and talk to people who haven't felt included in political processes, like don't see a point, rightfully so, in voting. It's actually really hard for people to get information about local elections. Lots of people don't even know there's an election going on. Lots of people have no idea who their existing city council representative is or who is running or how to find out anything about them. You know, the lit that people get in the mail, like, kind of all says the same thing. So it's really important to go let people know, here is this person. When Dee is on the doors, she's meeting people. She's saying, meet me. This is me, Dee. And so much of it is actually just about making a connection with people, hearing what's important to them, hearing where they're at. What I tell anybody that I'm training to go canvass is like, you have a script, it's fine. You can use it as a reference. But what's most important is just like having an open-hearted connection.
At the root of it, you're knocking on a stranger's door and trying to make a connection.
Yeah.
How do you personally sort of rally yourself to do that?
It's definitely exhausting. Like after you're done, like that amount of positive, ebullient, open energy of listening and like really bringing enthusiasm and connection for each new person can be really exhausting, but it's also just feels so important to me. Like it's very, very clear to me, having knocked doors in all over South Troy and in District 1, that we need to be knocking doors, not just during elections. And we just need to be connecting people and connecting with people. People are so, so isolated. There's something that's very clear to me when we're actually able to like talk to someone and connect and like look someone in the eyes and like feel talking to each other, where I can feel like we are not broken. Like our fundamental, deep, deep capacity for connection and belonging and care and love is like not broken, but we are so, so enmeshed and trapped in like various broken systems around us that are having terrifying and devastating impacts on everybody's lives, I guess I would say.
You, along with many people, volunteered hours upon hours on these campaigns, but you sort of cut your teeth in electoral politics by working on Marquita's campaign, by working on Dee Collins' campaign. What drives you to want to engage in electoral politics in this way?
Yeah, it's funny because I would probably have been pretty dismissive of electoral politics in the past as at least the right place for me to be working and putting my time in. But after helping organize and like trying to participate in all of these different campaigns and movements to try to get city council to do different things, like watching so many people speak like with so much heart and truth to city council and just watch them like turn around and like completely disregard everything the community was telling them. Basically, someone just asked me if I could get involved in Marquita's campaign, and I had just finished a job. And so everybody that worked on Marquita's primary, almost everybody that worked on Dee's campaign, were all people that had never, like people had canvassed before, they'd like gone out for other campaigns. I had done ballot curing in Georgia, but it was like, no one had ever been behind the scenes trying to run a campaign. And so we all got this experience of figuring out how to do it together. In terms of like, what do people need to know about how to do this? So much. I think there will be a lot of debriefs happening afterwards, because there's a lot of people, a lot of incredible people putting in time across all three campaigns, Kiani, Marquita, and Dee. There's so many things that we'd wished we'd known, and like wanting to actually sit down and codify all of this information so that the next time someone is doing this, they have much more support, they have a roadmap. And also, I should say for the record, all of these campaigns and all the people involved in them are coming from outside of the Troy political establishment, and we're not getting support from the existing Troy political establishment.
And support is like access to past voter records, or like what is support? Financial support? Like what would be a typical thing that a campaign would get?
I don't want to be confrontational exactly, but Dee was endorsed by the Democrats and did not receive any financial support, like any kind of like advice or reaching out or any volunteers sent to her. I do know that Cheryl Kennedy's primary was being run by John Selka, who works for Mayor Madden. And when they realized how well Marquita was doing, or just like the extent to which we were out there running a campaign for Marquita, they called in, you know, the whole Democratic team to phone bank for Cheryl. And that's all to say, like, I know that they were mobilizing to that extent for Cheryl, a Democratic candidate, but none of that was in any way mobilized or offered to Dee.
Marquita and Dee both did not come up on top in this election cycle, but Kiani did. So how can people who supported these candidates show up now to support Kiani, as Kiani is the only one to hold this sort of progressive city council seat?
Well, I should ask Kiani about that. But my, I mean,
or maybe I should ask Kiani about that. There was this like almost four prong yeah, approach with Stephen included as well, to diversify, to make more progressive, to make more representative of our city, the city council. And we came up short.
Yeah. It's something I thought a lot about, and something all of us said to Dee and to Marquita. I was not involved in Kiani's campaign, but if and when they were elected, like, we would be there for them. People sometimes have this idea city council members are like just all doing it for the money, and like, I have no idea to what extent like influence and corruption exists in Troy, but they get paid $15,000 a year, which is like, many, many people are really struggling living in Troy right now. And what's required is like for people to get involved in their communities at like the mutual aid kinds of levels. And also, yeah, that Kiani can't do this alone and people have to show up for her. And it doesn't, I don't know exactly what that looks like, but I feel very excited to keep talking with people. How can we bring more people into the work of just like building a community that we all want to live in?
Bug Nichols, is there anything you wanted to add about canvassing, about working on these very independently run campaigns?
I think just so many people doing such wonderful work and just showing up over and over and over again. And things like Dan Pfeiffer building an alternative piece of software to Van that will be like free and open source, because Van is really expensive and you have to be a Democrat in order to use it. Like Van is basically the back-end software and like mobile app that's used to organize field data. So it's has all of the Board of Elections information in it about voters and voter records. And then it's how, you know, someone is keeping track of who we're talking to, and what they call cutting turf for knocking doors. So making maps of like where people are going. I also just was going to say just how grateful I am to Dee and Marquita and Kiani, who I don't know as well, but for being willing to stand up and run, and just how in awe of all of them I am, and how like deeply grateful I am to have gotten to learn from and work with them.